You love the stage, don't you, Sean?
I do. I absolutely do. I feel the same about it now as I did when I was a child, more so if anything.
It's hard work, though, and you know, you're going to be working every night, what, 5-6 nights a week? And...
Well, not at the National. I've just finished a tour where we had to do 8 shows a week in 5 days, and that was hard. It was nice, but it was hard, but it was doable. But now, at the National, you play in repertoire, always. So that'll be a bit easier, actually.
And no temptation on your part to slow down a bit or to turn down offers of work if you think that they're a bit tough?
No. I guess if I felt they were going to be tough, I would. But since I don't feel that way, I don't see why I should. Why I should, really.
You stole the show on the Radio 4, The Archers, in their Calendar Girls.
I played Jessie, you know, for quite a long time in the West End years ago, and I loved doing it. It was a very nice part. I was delighted when they asked me again to go and join The Archers because I'm a big fan. So I thought I was going to be in The Archers, of course. I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I'm going to be in The Archers. But, of course, they didn't have me in The Archers at all. They just had me in the play because Eleanor Brown was doing a play and she'd let them down. So my character, who never speaks in The Archers, stepped into the breach. So that was a bit of a disappointment. But for a while, I couldn't think who I was supposed to be. You know, the great existential question that every actor asks the director, who am I? Remained unanswered for quite a while because they said, don't you worry about that, just play your part. And I said, but am I me, or am I this character, or am I Jessie? Or they said, never mind, just do it. So I did it with great pleasure because I'm a fan of The Archers.
We've also discovered something today, and the message should be passed on to the production team of The Archers. It sounds like an unfulfilled ambition, Sean Phillips in The Archers.
Well, one can't ask too much. No. I mustn't be greedy. It was good enough just being in the studio and seeing all their props and their sound effects. It was a big treat for me. It really was.
Well,
I'm not greedy.